Is glutamine supplementation safe? Are you concerned about possible side effects? In today's episode, I explain what glutamine is, its effect on the brain and body, and why it's not a safe nutrient for everyone. You're listening to Eat for Life, the show that aims to help you identify the root causes of what ails you so you can heal and live the life you are meant for. I'm your host, Sammy G. Glutamine is an amino acid used in the biosynthesis of proteins and is a major player in many biochemical functions, including protein synthesis, like other proteinogenic amino acids, lipid synthesis, particularly by cancer cells, regulation of acid-base balance in the kidney through ammonium production, provision of cellular energy alongside glucose, nitrogen donation for various anabolic processes, including purine synthesis, carbon donation, replenishing the citric acid cycle, safe transportation of ammonia in the blood circulation, and lastly, a precursor to the neurotransmitter glutamate. As an oral supplement, glutamine is used in catabolic states of injury and illness. It has been used to combat the muscle wasting that occurs in people with advanced cancer and HIV/AIDS, as well as for professional athletes who expend lots of physical energy. Many people with gut infections and intestinal barrier issues have seen improvements by using glutamine, and it is generally beneficial for physical health. However, as a practitioner specializing in mental health, I have noticed that a significant number of people in my practice do not respond well to it. The common adverse reactions are heightened anxiety, panic attacks, and increased OCD. Glutamine serves as a precursor for glutamate and GABA, the two primary neurotransmitters in the brain. While glutamate, which is derived from glutamine, is excitatory and potentially neurotoxic, on the other hand, GABA, also derived from glutamine, can neutralize excess glutamate. The main concern in the brain is an overabundance of glutamate. So is glutamate bad for the brain? Glutamate is the number one amino acid in the bloodstream, with copious amounts flowing around in the periphery of the body. The process which converts glutamine to glutamate is a pretty straightforward one, primarily occurring in glial brain cells, which support and help nourish brain neurons. The brain always has lots of glutamate and glutamine present, and glutamine can pass the blood-brain barrier very readily. The problem is that glutamate tends toward neuronal hyperactivity. In other words, it's excitatory, and too much neuronal activity can kill brain cells. When excessive glutamate is in the vicinity of neurons, it tends to allow too much calcium to enter the neurons, and that can kill off mitochondria and therefore brain cells. Glutamate causes a high percentage of brains to become overexcited, leading to increased neuronal activity. This chronic overexcitability can result in apoptosis, or the death of brain cells, and is associated with several mental health conditions, including mania and bipolar disorder, and hyperactivity, among others. Not only is it neurotoxic, but it can also result in the death of brain cells. If you've ever wished you could just find that one thing that's causing your suffering, you're not alone. We've all hoped for a magic pill that will fix that one root cause of our pain. But I'm here to tell you there is no such thing as one root cause. I blame influencer marketing and Dr. Google for selling us on these magic pills. They claim to have the answers to all our health problems, yet few people get well from their guidance. In fact, most of the time, I see people getting worse from their guidance because they keep falling down the rabbit hole of information overload that may or may not apply to them. This process is terribly draining on your pocketbook, as well as physical and emotional health, not to mention what can happen if a diet or supplement is not appropriate for your chemistry. If you're ready to start the healing process, I invite you to book a complimentary consultation with me to see how I can help you overcome things like hormonal imbalances, ADHD, chronic fatigue, depression, anxiety, brain fog, and digestive distress. Go to eatfor.life, then click on the free consultation button to book your complimentary discovery call. Some people are more prone to overexcitability than others, and this is why testing is essential. Then there are people born without a tendency for neuronal hyperactivity. So for them, glutamine is likely safe. People born with a tendency for neuronal excitability or hyperactivity are most at risk of glutamate complications. Individuals with methylation imbalances or patients who have high copper levels tend toward high neuronal activity, which can cause anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, and bipolar disorder, making glutamate supplements very dangerous. High levels of glutamate have also been observed in conjunction with serious diseases such as multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, and autism. So what are the brain benefits of GABA supplementation, and is it safe? Gamma-aminobutyric acid, otherwise known as GABA, calms the brain, making brain neurons, in general, less hyperactive, whereas glutamate does the exact opposite. There are numerous glutamate and GABA receptors on brain cells, and when GABA interacts with a neuron at a receptor, it increases the voltage of that brain cell and has a calming effect. GABA is related to the voltage of brain cells. The brain contains about 80 billion neurons or brain cells, which do not divide. Essentially, you retain the same neuronal brain cells you were born with. In terms of neural transmission and brain function, these cells must fire and communicate with each other using voltage. GABA is an extremely safe supplement, and I often recommend it in my practice for calming while I work with a client on correcting the underlying biochemical imbalances that are causing their anxiety to begin with. I tend to prefer liposomal forms of GABA, and it works well with other calming agents for greater effect, especially if you have trouble calming down before bed. Now let's talk about NMDA receptors. N-methyl-D-aspartate, or NMDA, is a type of glutamate receptor. The NMDA receptor is unique and plays a significant role in memory function and obsessive-compulsive tendencies. It is also a key factor in schizophrenia when it malfunctions. For the NMDA receptor to function, glutamate must simultaneously dock at a receptor, while another dual receptor system interacts with several neurotransmitters. Although generally you want to avoid excess glutamate in the brain, increasing glutamate activity at the NMDA receptor can be beneficial for people with certain conditions, provided it doesn't affect other glutamate receptors. This can be accomplished through nutrient therapy. Now you may be thinking, well, what about free glutamates from foods like bone broth? My experience with free glutamates from healing foods such as bone broth is that the foods can be made safely, such as meat stock that's cooked slow and at lower temperatures and with less time, usually around 3 hours, therefore producing significantly less glutamic acid while still imparting healing benefits. I have found that the effects ultimately depend on a patient's chemistry and symptoms, as well as food preparation methods. In closing, if you struggle with any kind of mental health issue, even if it's mild, you'd be wise to steer clear of any form of glutamine supplementation. L-glutamine is the most common. And if you are supplementing, I encourage keeping a journal notating any responses. Even if you are an athlete, it's wise to be aware of any harm it could be causing. And please be sure to read labels, because L-glutamine is added to many protein powders and gut formulations. Thanks for being with me today. I pray today's information is helpful to you. I believe sharing is caring, so I have a favor to ask. If my show is helpful to you, I would be so grateful if you would leave me a rating and review in iTunes. It is through sharing that we create community, eliminate guilt and shame, and bring about healing. Thank you in advance for taking 3 minutes out of your day to support my show so others can find me. Don't miss an episode of Eat for Life. Be sure to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast player.